We write our own definitions of gratitude. Bene Gesserit Axiom. Upon careful consideration, Aaliyah decided to grant an audience to the visitor from the Bene Gesserit. It was a lone reverend mother, someone who obviously considered herself important and was willing to take the risk of coming here, despite Aaliyah's obvious and dangerous antipathy toward the sisterhood. After Aaliyah had ordered the execution of Reverend Mother Mohiam, the Bene Gesserits had been wise to avoid her. The young imperial regent had long since made up her mind that she would never forgive them for conspiring against her brother. Still, she found this intriguing. As the visiting Reverend Mother made her way to the regent's private offices, Aaliyah considered summoning her mother to join her. Jessica had no great love for the sisterhood either. They could sit together, a powerful alliance of mother and daughter. Then again, Aaliyah was never sure how her mother would react to particular situations. In the end, she decided she could always tell Jessica after the meeting, when she found out what the sisterhood wanted. A reverend mother named Udine entered the room with a formal bow and a proper show of respect. Genuine humility from a Bene Gesserit was an unorthodox occurrence. Aaliyah remained seated in her chair, hands folded in front of her on the desk. She wasted neither time nor breath on pleasantries, nor did Udine mince words. "The sisterhood dispatched me here, Regent Aaliyah, regarding the matter of Bronso of Ix." Aaliyah arched her eyebrows. "Proceed. We have unexpectedly come upon certain information that may help you in your efforts to capture him. We have recent knowledge of Bronso's movements and strong evidence where he may be even now." "Where?" Aaliyah had one hand ready to call for her Amazon guards and dispatch a hunting team immediately, but she was also wary of tricks. "We believe that he is here on Arrakis." Aaliyah jerked with surprise. "Why would he come here again? That's a foolish risk to take. Perhaps he has business here." "How do you know this? And why should I believe you?" she thought. For years, Bronso's mother was held in protective custody on Wallach 9. Tessie Avernius is a valuable specimen. Aaliyah frowned. "I remember something about her mental breakdown. It occurred before my birth." "We no longer have her." Udine remained erect, still keeping her eyes slightly averted. "Bronso rescued her." Aaliyah laughed sharply. "Bronso freed a captive from the Bene Gesserit Mother's School?" Udine was not amused. "He is quite clever and elusive, as you well know. We do not yet know his allies, nor how he spirited her away. However, you can find Bronso through Tessia, and we believe she is on Arrakis." "Why do you say that? What is your evidence?" "While Tessia was in her coma, we implanted certain diagnostics within her. One of them was a device that can be used as a locator." Udine handed over a small data plaque. "The tracker coordinates indicated Arrakis, and we have every reason to believe that Bronso is with her." Aaliyah could barely contain her excitement. This was the best lead she'd had in some time. "Excellent news, Reverend Mother. All Imperial subjects have been asked to assist in the hunt for Bronso of Ix. The Regency appreciates that you have volunteered this valuable information. But I warn you, there had better not be tricks here." Udine folded her arms across her chest. "No tricks on our part, my lady. But the news is not all good. We tracked Sister Tessia to Arrakis, but lost the trail here, perhaps from one of your sandstorms. We no longer have a signal." She shook her head. It is most frustrating, but we thought you would like to know what we learned. Though the information is not perfect, we hope that your gratitude will reflect upon the standing of the Sisterhood. We long to return to some positions of influence. Annoyed, Aaliyah set aside the data plaque showing the last known coordinates. The information you brought me is next to worthless. Tell Hrishka not to expect anything from me. But you promised a reward. Your announcements, your condemnations of Brunsa Wavix have all made it plain that... I made it plain that anyone who reported valuable information would receive the blessings of Muad'Dib. Aaliyah raised both hands in a benedictory but dismissive gesture. There. You have half a blessing. Let that be enough for you. The Bene Gesserit have done nothing but try to destroy me and my brother. Udine looked sickened rather than outraged. We have not made any moves against you or your regency, Lady Aaliyah. The regent rose to her feet, walked around her desk to stand by the taller Reverend Mother. Oh, have you forgotten how Lady Margot Fenring, Reverend Mother Fenring, trained and unleashed her daughter Marie upon me and Paul, hoping to assassinate us? That girl pretended to be my friend, but I killed her anyway. Shall I list more offenses? Udine was taken aback. Lady Fenring acted without our knowledge. That was not a Bene Gesserit plan. Lady Fenring is a Bene Gesserit. Therefore, it was a Bene Gesserit plan. I am not interested in excuses. Now, scurry back to your mother school, content in the knowledge that you have assisted us. When Udine continued to argue, Aaliyah whirled the woman around and pushed her toward the doorway. Enough! Now leave! The shocked Reverend Mother started to say something, then reconsidered and hurriedly departed. The Amazon guards escorted her away.